The kids piled off an AAATA bus and split up into groups of six or seven, with each group headed for a different business. The kids had created their own businesses in class and worked collaboratively to solve critical incidents like falling sales and loitering teenagers. My group hit the store Enchanted Florist first.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
The kids crowded into the shop, and after spending some time checking out the various displays and the fish swimming around in a big tank in the corner, they gathered around owner Laura Lansen, who answered questions.
Do the people sometimes mess up on their job?
Yes, because everybody makes mistakes. So employees will make mistakes. I, as an owner, make mistakes sometimes.
One student in each group was designated as sort of a secretary, taking notes on the questions and answers at each business.
The workers here, they don't get much customers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
They have to stay open, because you never know what's going to walk through the door.
As they left Enchanted Florist, each kid got a rose. One of the children said they were going to give theirs to their mother, which owner Laura Lansen said was a great idea. Holmes Elementary School teacher Barb Sartorius said the field trip was a nice opportunity for the kids to expand on what they learned in the classroom.
So we wanted to bring the kids out to actual businesses so that they could ask the owners what they did to solve the problems and just kind of get a feel for what a real business is like.
After lunch at the Sidetrack Grill, the kids spent some time at the Ypsilanti District Library before catching a bus back to school.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.